from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is Bethel Parks in Waynesburg zone, Mason Miller and friend of the show on making the All-Star game, the Oakland A's closer. Guy that had issues, health issues, diabetes, was not diagnosed, was struggling at the Division III college level, got that sorted out, and now throws as hard as Paul Skenes and is the most electric closer in baseball. Goes to show you healthcare matters and your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened today. Mason Miller, a friend of Donnie's. Didn't he text you after he came on with us and was like, tell those guys, I used to listen to them when I was a kid, which made me feel like I was
he
an old
did.
Fart.
Yeah.
We are old Guess farts compared to Mason Miller.
Regular listener.
There's a, you know, there's a non-zero chance that a kid right now who's like 10 or 11 years old, listening with their dad, might grow up to be a pro athlete, like just like that. Like, did J.J. Weatherholt listen to us, I wonder?
J.J. Weatherholt is not a guy that follows me, but is going to murder.
What about Bednar? Did we ever find out if he listened?
No, he did.
He did.
With his old man.
Weatherholt, by the way, for
is
anyone.
Is going to murder the Pirates? Is that your take?
No. For anyone that was hoping, hey, I just want him to go somewhere where I can cheer for J.J. Weatherholt, even though he's not going to play for the Pirates. He's gone to the dreaded Cardinals. We have to let him go. You get a Viking funeral now for your J.J. Weatherholt fandom.
And
you can't claim
him. In 5 years, they'll call him up. He'll hit 315
five,
as a rookie.
He'll come up as a mid-season call-up or something like that, and he will be sporting a 1,200 OPS in his first 100 plate appearances.
He's a WVU guy.
He will rip their guts out. He'll homer off of Paul Skenes in a crucial September game in 3 years to put the Cardinals a game ahead in the division.
I like Mason Miller a lot. I root for him to be great. I hope that eventually he gets to play in Vegas instead of that dump where there's raw sewage everywhere and they make you pay for your own soda in Oakland, your own pop with the A's.
You're like actually on the team.
Yeah, David Justice was very upset about that in Moneyball.
Yeah.
And they have old crappy coffee machines. I'm pretty sure we have better coffee here. So I want him to eventually find much greener pastures because he deserves it. He's earned it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the Pirates to unload for him specifically. Like if I were going to draw up or dream up big giant trade, I don't want to give up a lot of top prospects for someone that's only going to get me 3 or 4 outs at the end of the game.
That's correct. And usually those guys don't require big top prospects, so you'd be almost...
Well, sometimes they do. Look at the Chapman deal when he went from
who went back
the Yankees
the other
to the Cubs. Torres did. And that was for a rental.
I feel like
Mason Miller's got like what, 5 years, 6 years left on his deal?
I feel like that's one of the few recent examples where A, it was a truly huge name, I guess, and B, I can remember it being a very big name player. It just always feels like those guys, if you just wait it out, end up being available for less than you'd think.
David Todd, who I think used to like me, but now I'm pretty sure hates me,
okay,
tweeted something out that said, I'm fine with the idea that Bubba Chandler is too much for Brent Rooker. Now, I didn't know that this was even being discussed. Did you guys know about this projected deal?
No.
Donnie, is this the first time you're hearing
Zeiss
about this?
Zeiss was the newsbreaker last...
Oh,
we had
Taylor
a source
Ward.
Off,
we did.
And he and Robert Murray, you want to talk about coming, you know, verbally almost, you might say. Zeiss ignored him, but Murray just poo-pooed the whole thing.
So Rooker is the A's DH, and
yes,
he's 29, so he's a late bloomer like Garrett Jones. But over the last 2 years, he has 51 home runs, and he has, I think his OPS is over 800.
The last two seasons combined?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well over. He's at like 870 for the last 2 years. He also...
He would be the Pirates' second best hitter behind Reynolds.
He also, it appears, even though... This is what I always wonder with guys like him that are righty power bats. Would the power play at PNC Park? Certainly seems like it. A big dude like that. It doesn't seem like he's hitting cheapies in that dump of a stadium.
You have Jones, Skeens, Keller locked up.
Mm-hmm.
You have Oviedo coming back from Tommy John. You have Falter, 5. You have Ortiz, 6.
I might move Ortiz ahead of Falter.
I know,
right,
I'm just...
Now.
You're naming names.
I get it.
You have
Braxton Ashcraft.
Ashcraft, thank you. That's 7. Am I forgetting anybody else who can start?
Did you say Solometo eventually?
I did not. 8, Harrington, 9, Burrows, 10. If the A's want Bubba Chandler for Brent Rooker, I'm giving them Bubba Chandler for Brent Rooker.
He's going to be with
I'm
you.
Fine
he's
with the idea that Bubba Chandler is too much. How is he too much? Is he so he's a top? Is Chandler considered a top 100 prospect by
I think he's moved well ahead of Solometo now.
Because
Solometo.
Solometo, they pretty much shut down. Made him go all the way down to maybe single A. He was so bad for Altoona.
Yeah, we tried to stay on top of that. He is ranked right now on as MLB.com's list. He's their top guy. He's ahead of
Chandler?
He's ahead of Tamar Johnson now. I'm trying to see where they like... It's not helpful that they don't say where he would actually be relative to the rest of the league here.
And when you say that, you mean like top 100 prospect?
Yeah.
MLB has Chandler 51st.
Okay. What are they, then he's clearly moved ahead of Tamar Johnson, who we've heard has been sliding more. Almost all. So Solometo, Harrington, Ashcraft, Burrows. All still ranked in their organizational top 10. Burrow's the lowest at 9.
If Rooker was 25 instead of 29,
mm-hmm.
you'd have to trade 3 Bubba Chandlers for him.
Correct.
Maybe more.
He's also a guy where if you were to get him, you have him through 2028, or he becomes a free agent in 2028, you're almost certainly, for arbitration prices, getting the best of Brent Rooker.
What an underrated hitter he is. This year, what an unbelievably under the radar because he plays for a horrible team and no one gives a rat's ass about them. He's hitting 291 with 21 bombs and 62 RBIs. He's been better than Reynolds.
He's been just really good overall. He's got a weird arc, too, where he had 2 seasons in Minnesota. The one semi-full season, he was terrible.
Donnie, would you make that deal?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean...
But the only place I saw it was David Todd.
So he
tweeting
just,
about it. Who
so,
else has it?
So just out of whole cloth, he said
I'm fine with he made it sound like he was reacting or responding to something,
sure, and
I haven't seen it anywhere else.
Maybe he
and
was,
I even tried to stay up on these things when I was on leave. I mean, I didn't completely unplug myself.
Well, yeah, we could tell because you were still tweeting. I went and did a DC radio hit, and half of their questions were prefaced by, your co-host.
No, it was not.
Yes. Swear to God. Your co-host, they asked me about Skeens because they just wanted me on Friday to talk Skeens being pulled from that game. And they said, you seem to have a much more like rational, level-headed, reasonable view on this than your co-host, judging by his Twitter. And I said, judging by his Twitter, I have a more rational outlook on everything. But yeah, they were just completely enamored by how insane you are on Twitter. And that's the junkies down there. They're a big deal.
But I don't think there's any difference between... Do you think there's a Twitter pony and a real pony? You sense that they're two different
The way you
people?
Convey your thoughts on Twitter, where every second word has a period behind it, I think makes people feel like they're
like
having...
Like I'm sending out an urgent message
like
on
you're
a telegraph.
Like tapping, yeah, you're
stop.
Like, stop, yes. Paul Skeens, stop, will be, stop, the best, stop, pitcher in baseball, stop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.